So,
fire away.
How was it? Tell me about your growing up with languages.
So growing up, the situation was that my father's Czech, my mum is Iranian, and grew up in Scotland. So my parents talk to each other in English, but neither of them speaks the other language well at all. I think it was my father who was like the driving force behind it. So he insisted that each parent, so him and my mum, speak their respective languages to us. I think mum was a bit less draconian, but dad was quite strict on it. Each of them talked to us in their language, so Farsi and Czech. And I think initially, actually, when I went to school for the first time, my English wasn't that good. So my first two languages were the Czech and the Farsi. And that sort of carried on throughout childhood. Even now, I talk to my parents in their languages. So they sort of insisted that communication be in the language of the parent.
How did they insist? In what way?
Dad would... if we sort of said something in English, well, he would say the correct thing in Czech, and he'd insist that we repeat it. It became weird, and because like my dad, so I only ever just pretty much speak to my dad in Czech, and when he starts speaking English, it sounds really odd for me, and it sort of means that he's gotten really, really angry. So you don't want to hear him speak in English. They would say, yeah, just dad especially would say, just say it in Czech, and you'd say the right phrase, and then you'd have to repeat it. Mum also, but to a lesser extent, we could get away with more English with mum than we could with dad.
And that was what it would be when you were lapsing, it would be into English.
Yes, yeah. English. I think once we got to the age of, I don't know, about six, I think English became at least my first language. I don't know for my brother what it was like, but and because I'm in school and all my friends, it was in English. I didn't really experience any, even though my English wasn't good when I started school, I didn't really experience it as a handicap. I mean, when you're a kid, you pick these things up really quickly.
Do you remember your English being commented on? When did you realise that your English wasn't that good?
I don't actually remember it not being good. I know, the only thing I remember is that I didn't know the alphabet and stuff when I was a kid, when I went to school for the first time, whereas all the other kids seemed to.
Mm-hmm.
My recollections of me at the age of 4 or 5 are pretty murky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what my parents are like, saying, okay, well, this is how it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any reason not to believe them. It didn't last for long, my not being able to speak English particularly well.
Mm. And when did you first realise that you spoke more than one language, that you were different in some way, or that you had...
I don't know, it's just something that's always been... I don't know if there was ever one moment I said, I'm different from the others. I suppose it was always something that was there. It's not really something that I can recollect or say, I'm different.
Mm.
It was quite handy actually sometimes to have that extra language, because you could use it as a secret code. I imagine that's quite common for a lot of people who've got several languages. for example, I mean, this isn't an example of me, but I'm pretty sure I've done the same thing. So once somebody asked my brother if he could, I know, come out and play, and he didn't want to. So he sort of turned around and asked my mum in Farsi if he could have a sandwich or something. Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, whatever. She says, she replied, and he turned around and said, oh, no, sorry, I can't go out. My mum says I can't. So you could use it to your advantage that way.
That's really smart.
Yeah. But yeah, so if ever me and my brother, we wanted to say something that our friends or the other, our peers didn't want to know, we could always lapse into journalist Czech. Mm-hmm. I think Czech became the stronger of the two languages, partly because Dad was more strict and also partly because we'd go back to Czech more often. Mm-hmm. So our contacts with the Iranian family were a bit less.
Mm.
It's a bit further to go to Iran.
So your dad seemed to have a very clear plan about this.
Yeah, yeah, he was quite, yeah, he had vision. And, I mean, at times it was very annoying as a kid. There were times when I really didn't like it and I got annoyed. I know he would sometimes he did Czech dictation, or even he was teaching me sort of how to read the clock in Czech, because it's counterintuitive, because it's the opposite to how you say it in English. So
half before seven, I think.
Yeah, or it's a quarter to six is actually 5:15.
Right.
Yeah, so it's odd. So I remember one episode, the one that's sort of like quite vivid, is that he was sort of like, he'd taken like a bit of time to teach me, and the kids were outside playing football, and I wanted to go and join them.
Mm.
But he said, no, not until you get this proper.
Mm.
So I was like, rrr. I didn't like that. And he would, he would insist on me or my brother repeating things if we said it in English. He would say, okay, well, this is what it is. And, or it sort of also seeded with his love of video cameras and taking home movies. I didn't like them in general, but then he would ask us to speak in Czech to our granny or something, say something, and that I really didn't like. Mm. But sort of moving on, I mean, now looking back on it, yes, it might have been annoying at times. I'm very grateful for that, for the skill of having Czech. I mean, it's proved immensely useful at times.